Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
46803.
What would be the first and last name?
Tanya Sims.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And please verify the street address.
Okay, first of all, I've got to make sure I'm calling the right number. I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. Sorry about this. I couldn't find the number, and I'm sorry. Okay, no, this is not. Can you tell me what the name of your company is?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and the vendor's name is on your bank statement, ma'am.
All right. Well, I can't. I don't want to give you my address unless you have it already. I was scammed by some company, and this is not the same number that I don't have my papers in front of me. I'm sorry. So I don't know if this is the right number.
We already have the information on file. We just need the customer to verify it. That's all.
Right. Okay. Can you at least tell me the street name if you have that?
No, ma'am. The customer has to verify it.
And you don't even know your company name. You can't tell me that.
Ma'am, we service over 2,000 different companies, ma'am, and one particular vendor will sell at least 5 products underneath one.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Hold on 1 second here. I'm trying to find the right. I have the same situation. I bought something and they scammed me. They charged me $6.95, and then when I got my bank statement, they lied and charged me $94.90. Probably you. But I cannot find that I have the right phone number here. So can I talk to your supervisor, please?
Yes, ma'am. And just so you know, that whatever information that I've asked of you, a supervisor will ask you for the same information.
Thank you.
Just a moment.
I'm sorry, Ivy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I found the numbers that I'm supposed to call, so I'm 866-443-7579. Okay. Yep. That's you. Okay. Yes. Wayne Street. This is my street.
Mm-hmm.
915 Wayne Street. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Ma'am, thank you for that information. And I see that this would be for the Eva skincare with the cream and the serum. And we also see that you're also out of the trial period.
Yeah, I ordered something and it was supposed to be $6.95, but when I got the bill, it was $94.90. I did not authorize you to take $94.90 out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this was a 14-day trial period. And on day 14, it would be the customer's responsibility to call us on day 14. Otherwise, they will be charged the full amount on day 15.
Okay, well, I need it canceled.
We can offer you a 35% of a customer of a discount for future orders.
Cancel it, please.
Our box will help improve fine lines and wrinkles and also reduce the appearances of dark circles, and we can offer 50%.
Can you cancel it, please?
And we would hate to lose you as a customer, and we can offer you 75%.
No, thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, ma'am, I've canceled out the account out for you, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay, hold on one second. You said your name was Eva?
Ivy.
Ivy, I'm sorry. Ivy. Okay, and cancellation number, okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 662834060.
C662834060.
Yes, and that's correct.
That's correct. Okay. And now, this cancellation, will this give me my $94.90 back?
The cancellation is no more for, you won't be shipped or billed anything else further. But for what's been billed on the account, it is considered a valid charge.
Okay. And can you tell me where you stayed it anywhere? I don't care how fine the print was, that you were going to charge me $94.90.
Whenever the customer placed the original order, you would have had to check the box that says that I agreed to the terms and the conditions to be billed $6.95 for the shipping and handling, and if I don't cancel within the 10 plus 14 days of shipping of the trial, then I will be billed for the full amount of $94.90 times two, and will be billed for the $94.90 for my new 30-day supply for each month until I cancel. You have had to check that box before that order could even be placed.
Okay, and you say that's on the page. Can you actually send that to me? I would love to see that because it wasn't anywhere on any of the ads that I saw, and it was on my cell phone where I saw this advertisement.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you the website.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, whenever you're ready, ma'am, I'll spell it out for you.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
It's B as in Bravo, U as in Uniform, Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha, V as in Victor, A as in Alpha, S as in Sierra, K as in Kilo, I as in India, and N as in November.
By A. Baskin, BUYAVASKIN.
.com, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you say it's is it obvious there somewhere, or what
It
pulled that menu directly
it
to?
would have been it would have been in a brief paragraph. If not, you can scroll down to the terms and the conditions, and then there is privacy policy and contact. And whenever you pull up for the terms and the conditions, you need to look for the trial period clause.
Okay, now did this cancel both of those two $94.90 charges, or do I have to call the other number to get
I've
another
handled
one?
both of them for you.
Okay, and that one confirmation number takes care of both.
Yes, ma'am. I've taken care of both of them for you.
All right. Okay, Ivy. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ivy, since you found my thing, can you tell me what the name of the company was?
I still wouldn't know, ma'am. The vendor's name is on the bank statement.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Yes, you too.